Nobody has seen this bill. Supposedly it's going to drop sometime before the end of the weekend, which means probably at about 5 o'clock Eastern time, we'll end up getting details of the bill, legislative language for the bill. According to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, it's dead on arrival. DOA. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
When it comes to offering prop wagers on Super Bowl Sunday, one book has made a name for itself when it comes to quantity and variety. The Westgate Superbook lit up more than 500 props on its massive video wall last night, and bettors lined up to get into action. Not to be outdone, Caesars Sportsbook posted more than 800 prop wagers yesterday afternoon. One of the most popular? Will there be a safety, or will the game go into overtime? Get 9-1 on each of those. It's NHL All-Star Weekend. The game's best will be in Toronto for the annual exhibition. What does this mean to the Golden Knights? Not much. Jack Eichel's the only All-Star from Vegas, but won't participate due to injury. VGK resumes regular season play next Tuesday against Edmonton at T-Mobile Arena.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price. At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, moving along safely on the freeways, although in Summerlin, got an accident on the Durango on-ramp to get onto eastbound Summerlin Parkway. West Side wreck hit with injury at Spring Mountain and Durango out in front of Desert Breeze Park there, Durango and Spring Mountain, and now on the south end of town at St. Rose Parkway and Southern Highlands Parkway. Got a decent chance of rain in the valley today. It should be clear tomorrow, but returning on Sunday. Today's highs near 60 degrees. It's 45 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. Thanks for getting up with us. I've gotten some blowback on social media relative to why I keep asking for Nikki Haley to get out of the race, to suspend her operations, to save the money that she's going to be spending over the next 3 weeks. In a meaningless gesture, when we're going to need that money to elect senators and congresspeople and local politicians in South Carolina, whatever it might be, for some unexplained reason, Nikki Haley wants to continue on, and it's wrong. It's wrong, especially now. This was Nikki Haley yesterday. She was on with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel. A new South Carolina poll that shows Trump up 26 points. 26 points. Listen to this.
So give us a sense. You know, we talked in Iowa, we talked to New Hampshire, and, you know, the gap was larger, obviously, in Iowa than Trump beat you by about 11 points in New Hampshire. So how much would you have to close this gap, which is about 26 points apart in your home state of South Carolina, in order for you to say, I'm going to keep going?
Well, first of all, I think you have to go back to New Hampshire. We moved 25 points in the 3 weeks prior to the election in New Hampshire. If you're going to talk about this poll today, I would say that you should also talk about the Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday that showed that Donald Trump loses to Biden by 7 points, and I beat Biden by more than 7 points. So, you know, the fact is this comes down to Trump lost in 2018. He lost in 2020. He lost in 2022. How many times do we have to lose to realize that we've got to get this right? When we look at the situation, we will have a female president. It will either be me or it will be Kamala Harris. If you nominate Donald Trump as the Republican nominee, Joe Biden will win and Kamala Harris will become president. That's a fact. So what we're doing now is we're going around the state. We're reminding them that we passed the toughest illegal immigration law in the country. President Obama sued us over it, and we won. We're reminding them that we passed voter ID and made sure that we had 11% unemployment go down to 4%. We're reminding them that we did pension reform, that we cut taxes, and that we became the beast of the Southeast from all the jobs that we brought. South Carolinians remember that. They know Donald Trump was their president. They know what he did. They also know I was a good governor. We're going to show them that we can also be a good president.
Well, sometimes it can be tough in your home state. You've got a record, and you're pointing out your record, but people also have things they like and don't like when they have seen you in action. And right now, Donald Trump is at 62% in terms of who do you trust more to handle immigration. You're at 22%. The economy, 60 Donald Trump. Nikki Haley, 21. Even on abortion, he's at 35 and you're at 26. So, you know, you do have 3 weeks. And as you point out, you had big movement in New Hampshire during that time. What do you think is going to be the single most important thing in closing that gap? And once again, how tight does it have to be for you to look at your supporters and say, I'm going to go all the way through to Super Tuesday? What's the measure for that?
We just want to show that we're competitive. I mean, our goal is to go and just continue to narrow that
gap. You don't feel that you have to win?
I don't think we have to win. We have to continue to be competitive. We just have to continue to show that we're strong, and that's what we're going to focus on. But I think we also need to look at the fact that when you talk about what's happening on the border, and it's horrific, I mean, look at the fact that Donald Trump supported amnesty. I was the opposite. I did the toughest illegal immigration law in the country. I mean, there is a difference there. If you're going to look at the
how so?
Economy,
I'm sure he would take issue with that, Governor. So tell me how so.
I mean, it's a fact. He did a proposal for DACA and wanted amnesty. That happened while he was president. The same way he proposed a 25-cent gas tax increase per gallon when he was president. The same reason that you look at the fact that he supported and praised President Xi a dozen times after China gave the world COVID. There are multiple things you want to talk about. He had a good economy, yes, but at what cost? He put us $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years. Our kids are never going to forgive us for it. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of differences between this. But more than that, do we really want to end up with two 80-year-old candidates when we know that we need someone for 8 years that's going to be strong and focused? Both 70% of Americans, we have to respect 70% of Americans said they don't want a Biden-Trump rematch. The majority of Americans disapprove of Trump and disapprove of Biden.
There you have it. Nikki Haley yesterday on Fox News Channel. When we come back, Lloyd Austin held his first news conference since returning to the Pentagon. This is the same Lloyd Austin that dropped off the grid for days. And the question, I love the fact that Lloyd Austin apologized yesterday to the president, to the American people, and he said that he did it all wrong. Great. Fine. Now, the question is, what if a private first class gave you that spiel? I was wrong. I apologize to the president, to my commanding officer, and to the American people. What would happen to a private first class? Would he be drummed out of the Corps? I don't know. That's what we need to find out. There's an internal investigation going on right now at the Pentagon. I'm not optimistic that anything good is going to come from it. We know what we know. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'll let you hear from Lloyd Austin coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quintz for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quintz. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quintz is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quintz to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quintz for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You hear it all the time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars, with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Lerner & Row.
Lerner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Friday, and you know what we do on Friday. On Friday, we celebrate, we let our hair down on the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's the day we let our hair down. We have some fun. To that end, Ron Cutrell from 8 News Now will join us after 8 o'clock. We'll get an early start on Super Bowl preparation, the prop bets, and all the fun stuff that go along with hosting a Super Bowl. I promised I'd let you hear from Lloyd Austin. This was his first news conference after suddenly getting back on the grid and getting back to the Pentagon, as he did yesterday. This was Lloyd Austin addressing the recent hospital stay and cancer diagnosis. Here it is.
I'm recovering well, but as you can see, I'm still recovering. I'm still having some leg pain and doing physical therapy to get past it. I'm deeply grateful to my doctors and the nursing staff at Walter Reed, and I very much appreciate all the good wishes. But I want to be crystal clear. We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public. And I take full responsibility. I apologize to my teammates and to the American people. Now, I want to make it very clear that there were no gaps in authorities and no risk to the department's command and control. At every moment, either I or the deputy secretary was in full charge. And we've already put in place some new procedures to make sure that any lapses in notification don't happen. In the future, if the deputy secretary needs to temporarily assume the duties of my office, she and several White House offices will be immediately notified, including the White House Situation Room. And so will key officials across the department. And the reason for that assumption of duties will be included in writing. Now, I want you all to know that to know why this happened. I was being treated for prostate cancer. The news shook me, and I know that it shakes so many others, especially in the black community. It was a gut punch. And frankly, my first instinct was to keep it private. I don't think it's news that I'm a pretty private guy. I never liked burdening others with my problems. It's just not my way. But I've learned from this experience. So taking this kind of job means losing some of the privacy that most of us expect. The American people have a right to know if their leaders are facing health challenges that might affect their ability to perform their duties, even temporarily. So a wider circle should have been notified, especially the president.
There you have it, Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense. I go back to, I love the idea that everybody is, you know, entitled to mistakes. We are human. We err. And that's fine. But my question is, what would happen if a private first class or a sergeant in the Army had said, I made a mistake? Would they drum him or her out of the Corps? Don't know. Don't know. I want to get very quickly to Chip Roy. He's a congressman from Texas. This is cut number three. Looking for this Senate border security bill. He says that it's DOA when it gets to the House. Here it is.
Well, first of all, I mean, look, I don't want to disparage anybody. I mean, Senator Lankford has tried to work to do something here. But look, bottom line is this is a bill that we know is dead when it comes to the House in terms of any of the provisions that we believe are in it. We've not seen the text. We'll see the text hopefully tomorrow or Saturday. The Senate's going to move to it next week. I mean, Mike Lee, as a senator, has been going around saying, guys, I don't even know what's in the bill yet. And they're talking about filing cloture next week. That is the tool in the Senate to move to the bill, as you know. So that's a problem. We know that this, it's setting sort of a floor instead of a ceiling of like $5,000 a month. We're not going to do that. Okay, we're not going to do that in the House. Speaker Johnson's been very clear about that. So we're going to need to do our part to make sure we push to get actual border security, not this effort by the Senate to do another deal. Whenever the Senate starts coming together to do a deal, man, run away from it, because it's never going to work out well for the hardworking people out there. I'm happy to go sit down and have a conversation, but we passed a bill last year that would actually do the job. We know what we need to do, and it's enforce the law. And that's what we got to do is hold the administration accountable. And I hope we actually impeach Mayorkas on the floor of the House next week as well.
We don't know all the details. Some of them that have leaked out say that President Biden likes what's being worked on. He said that he would shut down the border as soon as he gets something like this. But there is a caveat on it there. And we don't know for sure if it's true, Congressman, that up to 5,000, is the ceiling that could be allowed staying in here every day. Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary under Barack Obama, had said anything over 1,000 was crazy.
Right.
So if that's true, is that a definite no vote from you?
It's not just a no vote. I mean, it's a, as they say, like fix bayonets and, take the magazine out and throw it at them, whatever it takes, right? It is an absolute throw everything I can to stop it, because this is what happens. Republicans try to take the goalpost. They move. They open up the floodgates to, 5,000, 10,000, whatever it is a day. We've been running at 10,000 a day. They then want to come back and say, we'll agree with you. We'll cut a great deal for the American people. We'll set the new standard at 5,000 a day. As you just noted, five times worse than what Obama's secretary, Jay Johnson, said was an actual problem. Why would we do that? Now they'll push back and say, no, that's not actually the standard. It'll be lower than that at times, but that's crazy. The fact that they're setting it 5,000, the reforms they're putting in place on asylum and parole, they won't do the job. By the way, those numbers, they don't deal with the family units, right? They're trying to say, you'll detain the single adult males and single adult people, but we won't actually touch the family units. Well, guess what? You'll just encourage more family units, which encourages more sex trafficking of kids, abuse of kids, empowers cartels further. We cannot do that. We need to go back to what our current law states, which is secure the border, detain, do our job. Yes, you can have asylum claims, but only if you detain. That should be the rule. Zero people should be released into the United States. That's our position. The Senate has a weaker position. We're going to fight it.
That's Chip Roy, congressman from Texas. Stick around. More to do as we continue on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, looking at the possible Biden strikes in the Middle East, we'll discuss what could happen here, what the aftermath will be.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Friday, Mark Zuckerberg apologized to American families whose children have been injured by Facebook and other social media. He did that on Wednesday. Now, that would pretty much be every parent in this country. Zuckerberg and other high-tech moguls surely understand the addictive power of the net, as well as how easy it is for sick villains to exploit children. And because we live in a free society, much of the harmful cyberspace stuff is not illegal. Responsible parents can regulate social media, but many adults are tech addicts themselves and fail to pay attention. Authorities can't force them to protect their own children. But new laws should be considered. For example, no devices should be allowed in public school classrooms unless they are official computers needed for study. A kid flashes a device, it's confiscated until a parent picks it up. About a new federal cyber agency that can directly fine companies that allow illegal activities on their sites. That would require a cyber police agency, but it's absolutely essential. And finally, it is now more difficult than ever to be a kid. Overwhelming danger is a finger click away. We've got to do something. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. So good to have you with us. Coming up, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He recently visited our southern border. He is like me. He has been to the border. He is going back this weekend as part of a large convoy. We'll talk about what he has already seen along our border and what he expects to be looking for a little bit later on this weekend. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Smile like the sun.
Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.